I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or breaking news.
Breaking news immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Rick Springfield, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. Mark Arum with you till midnight every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Tomorrow on the show, stepdad from There's Something About Mary. I'm excited.
Do any of us know his name?
I know his name somewhere. I'll have it before the interview tomorrow.
It's Keith something when I looked it up.
Keith Sweat. No, it's not Keith Sweat. Dad. But I'm excited about that. I just talked to Sanjay. He has 5 minutes left on the dinner break, so he doesn't want to call now. He wants to focus, he says.
Mm-hmm.
But if he makes day two, he'll have tomorrow off, so he can call tomorrow. So hopefully he'll make day two. He's playing the main event at the World Series of Poker. $10,000 buy-in. You start with 30,000 chips, I believe, and he's got 12,000 left.
So about half.
A little less than half there. No, longer,
that's not
yeah.
Good.
But he has no credit card debt, so that's a good thing.
Not after that big win.
No, exactly right.
Ago.
Exactly. So I sponsored three players this year in the World Series. Sanjay being one of them. My buddy Dan Dyke. Former punter for Georgia Tech. He's a great poker player. And my buddy Brandon. Brandon lost yesterday. He's out.
I love that picture you sent me playing this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dan Dyke made day two, so I got that horse in the race, and hopefully Sanjay will pull it out. So, I'll keep you updated. I understand. Yeah. He's going to start and play in 5 more minutes, so he wants to focus on the poker, which is fine.
Yeah, he needs to.
Yeah. So
the way his chips are looking right now.
Exactly. He needs to focus. Credit card is what we're talking about. And I do want to talk about the Jared from Subway story. That's crazy. But I just want to know simply, how much credit card debt do you have now, and how many credit cards do you have in toto? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Chuck did show research before the show, which is amazing,
mm-hmm.
and found out that the average American has over $7,000 in credit card debt. The average American household has $15,000, which is a lot, but it was less than we thought it would be.
I still thought it was less. I thought the average person would be $15,000 or above, not combined. No way.
And I mentioned the story. I was once over $40,000 in debt because I charged my last years of college on my credit cards, and that was just an awful feeling to have that. Literally, it's weighing on your shoulders that you have that much credit card debt. And I was making $32 a day here at WSB. Trying to pay off $40,000. Yeah. The interns, by the way, we have interns now at WSB?
We do?
We don't. The Mark Arum
Show. Yeah.
But they get paid.
What?
Yeah, and they get paid more than I made when I first started here.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I didn't know they got paid. I thought that was the whole point of being an intern.
No, well, I guess they're getting paid now. That's nuts.
Yeah, they have to. Part of the new healthcare law, one of the things they slipped in there, why I have no idea, is you have to pay interns.
Interesting. All right, let's hit some phones.
I want to be an intern now.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Alonza is on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Alonza.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, sir.
How you doing tonight?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What do you got for credit card debt?
Right now, it's only about $4,000.
Okay.
I have 6 junk cards. I have an American Express, Chase Freedom, 2 Capital Ones, a Credit One, and a Macy card. And all of that equaling about $20,000. So right now, I'm only in $4,000 debt.
So wait. Oh, so you have $20,000 in credit?
Yes.
But only $6,000 in debt?
No, only $4,000.
$4,000. All right, that's good. Which card has the most debt on it? The Macy's card?
No. The American Express.
Gotcha. How often do you use that Macy's card?
I try not to use it anymore, but at one point I was using it every weekend. They always get you in on the weekend with those deals.
Get some new gear for the weekend.
Exactly. 30% off, 40% off. So I'm trying to get that back down to a zero balance. And my highest credit card debt was about $10,000.
Yeah. And what are you doing now? You paying the minimum, or are you trying to knock it off as it goes?
Yeah, I'm knocking it off. You know, $200-$300 here, $500 here. Whenever I have the extra cash, I just send it to
you. I no longer have any of those store cards, like the Macy's you mentioned. I used to have a Sears card. And I used to buy clothes at Sears. I don't know if you knew that, Longoria, but you could buy clothes
at
Sears.
Yeah, I worked at Sears.
And they had my favorite T-shirts. I've talked about these T-shirts on the air. I would pay $100 a piece if we could find these T-shirts again.
Oh, wow.
They used to be sold only at Sears.
And they don't sell them anymore?
No, they don't make them anymore. Like, I want to start buying storage units just looking for these T-shirts. They're David Taylor, extra large, extra long. And they're just soft, and they're comfortable. And I still own them, and they're 20 years old. Like, they're tattered, they're falling apart. My wife absolutely hates them. She's like, throw those freaking shirts away.
Those Sears shirts.
But they're so good. Like, I literally have offered folks $100 if they can find me any of these T-shirts.
And I mean, they're out of business? Yeah. The company's not...
They're all over eBay. You can't find them on eBay?
No. They went out of business pre-internet. So... Well, maybe not pre, but at the dawn of the internet age. God, so, like, the last ones I bought were in, like, 1999. And believe me, I've searched Amazon, eBay,
Google. So nobody sucked up the company. They, like, legit went out of business.
Gone.
So they're probably
you can't even find out what the actual company was. Like, the name brand was David Taylor. And they're the greatest T-shirts ever. And I'm down to, like, my last three or four that are wearable. Most of them are unwearable now, like holes under the arms. And they're ratty. They're awful looking. But they're the best T-shirts ever made. Because I've got a long torso.
Yeah,
not to brag. I have a weird shaped body. So I have short legs and a long torso.
Yeah.
So I need T-shirts that are longer.
Optimum for playing baseball.
Yeah, exactly. So these were awesome. If anyone has them, I'll buy them. $100 for a new one, $50 for a used one.
Slightly used.
David Taylor, extra long, extra tall. $100 bounty. David's in Houston, or Diane, rather. Diane's in Houston. How are you, Diane?
Doing okay, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. Tell me about your credit card situation.
Well, I wanted to call to say that, yes, I actually did have a black Centurion. That's what it was, Centurion Amex at one point.
And what was that all about? Talk to me about that.
It's pretty crazy pants. Y'all went through it. You do have to actually charge, no joke, $250,000 a year to keep the card, which meant you have to be invited to get the card, and it's pretty, you know, pushy, I guess, and everybody kind of, I think, wants to do it, and I did it, which was stupid, because, they don't let you keep the card if you don't keep up with it.
Oh, really? Now, what are the benefits of the Platinum card?
I have no idea.
So you didn't even use the benefits?
Other than the fact that, yeah, you probably got tables, and people seem to be fairly impressed by it, but... It was during the time about 15 years ago when I was able to do that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big deal, really. And I guess if you have lots of money, it's, you know, whatever. But
sure.
I didn't, and I shouldn't have been given one.
No, I thought it was more than that, though. I thought it was $250,000 a month. That's why I called BS on Erickson having it.
No, that's a lot to charge in a year.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a lot to charge for anyone.
But here's the deal with them. Correct me if I'm wrong, Diane. Like, you can literally buy anything with them. Like, you can go to a Ferrari dealership and charge a Ferrari on your...
I never bought a Ferrari, but I did buy a new Jeep with the one I had.
That's insane. I tried to buy I just got a car at Allen Vigil Ford, and I tried to buy it on my credit card, and they're like, no, we don't do that. I was like, really? Because I have an American Express Platinum, which has no preset spending limit. So allegedly I can do that.
Right.
I knew a guy in Buffalo, New York, used to work security collections for American Express. And there was a contractor, like a guy that builds developments and apartments and houses, whatever. And a guy that worked for him had a corporate Platinum American Express card. Cause they were, you know, it was a big operation. They were building strip malls and like, it was a huge operation. So one of the guys that had one of the Platinum American Express cards bought a house with the card. So he bought like a $350,000 house with his Platinum or his American Express Black card.
And can you do that?
Yeah, apparently you can do it. Like, it's anyone will take it, whatever. And then the guy quit the company. So the guy knew he was going to quit. He had access to his black card, bought himself a $350,000 house. So this guy I know in Buffalo is in charge of collections. So he calls the contractor, like this big multi-million dollar company. He's like, yo, you owe us $350K for this house. And the guy's like, it was Pete. Pete charged it. Pete quit. Pete doesn't work here anymore. Nothing I could do. And Amex ate it. They ate the cost.
What? Really?
Because this company spent so much money with them that they were like, all right, we'll just write it off. They weren't going to lose the account because of this one.
I would think somebody in that construction company would go after old Pete.
Yeah.
You know, and harass him until he goes, that's what a...
Yeah.
Just
so
a
Pete,
D move.
He just... he bought himself a house and then quit the company. How crazy is that?
I mean, I've taken vacation and then just never come back to jobs before.
We had our fingers crossed, Loki.
Yeah.
You
know,
we had our fingers crossed.
Took vacation. I was like, you know what? You just time your vacation with the pay,
yeah,
and you're
boom,
like,
you're
no,
out.
I'm out.
Peace out. Whatever happened to Chuck? I don't know.
No, he never came back.
Got eaten by a bear.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy? The guy bought a house and then got
That's
away with
insane.
It.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was insane. I got to get that guy on the show. He had amazing stories from collections from American Express. David's in coming. David, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. I feel a little different than your other callers. I don't have 10 credit cards and $100,000 debt or whatever, but the reason I called, I have one credit card.
Okay.
Just got it. I've had it about 3 months. I've been wanting to build up my credit more and get my score higher. You know, I want to be one of those people in the 800s. It seems impossible, but everyone told me, get a credit card. That'll help build your credit.
Mm-hmm.
Get a credit card. But ever since I've got one, it's done nothing but make my credit worse.
Really? How come?
That's my question to you, is how do you use
it? Oh, you're asking
I mean,
the wrong dude.
I haven't maxed it out. I pay payment. I mean, I don't just pay the minimum. I always pay at least two or three times the minimum.
What's your available credit? How much can the card take?
It's only like $300.
And what do you have as a balance on it right now?
Right now, I think it's around 100, maybe 120, 130, and that's the most it's ever been. Before
okay.
It was like 50.
So basically,
bucks.
Again, I am not an expert on this, but so you are using right now 30% of your available credit.
Right.
Which
right.
is a big number in the minds of the credit card company. It's not a lot of money, but you're using 30% of what you have available, which to them is a lot. That's why your credit score is what it is. If you pay that off, and just never have a, you know, you can use the card, but just pay it off in full so you never have a balance, your credit score will shoot right up. So after I don't know if you guys heard this story before, but a couple years ago, I got my identity stolen. So, so my credit score, by the time I found out, there was a repossession of a $70,000 car on my credit. It was awful. So my credit score was like below 500. Which is like, it's like the SATs. Like, I think you get like 400 points just for showing up. And mine was like below 500. So I freaked the blank out. I mean, obviously, you know, I never really knew what my credit score was, but I figured it was fine. I didn't have debt, whatever. So I've been able to, that was 3 years ago. I got that off my credit and I've been able to build it up and slowly. And now I think I'm over 800. And it's only because I don't have any debt whatsoever. So I've
that
got.
That seems impossible to me.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I just don't. So, like, I have the one American Express card, and I don't. There's no like limit on that. But on my MasterCard, it's like I have like a $7,000 limit, okay. And the most I ever charge in that a month is like $500, and I always pay it off. So I've got 100% of my available credit.
So you don't. So you may use it, but you pay it off before the bill even comes, and
absolutely.
So they report zero balance.
Exactly. And that, for whatever reason, it shot my credit up from like 480 to 8 something. Just
yeah,
by
do that.
Yeah, do that. Again, I'm not an expert, and I would definitely double check with Clark Howard, but that's how I went from a 480 credit score after my identity was stolen to over 800. That's how it is, man. That's how it is. And I have two credit cards and a debit card. It's not like I have a lot of open lines of credit, but knock on wood. Now I'm nervous. Now I'm going to go check my credit score.
Yeah, it's going to be
check
like
it in like a month. All right, we're going to come back. More of your calls. Scott, Earl, Bill, Cliff, hang tight. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You got more info for us on the black card when we come back, Chuck? He will.
Yeah, I can.
All right, awesome. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. They better had
a right here. The Mark Arum Show, brought to you by Low T Nation.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
I got a hot lead on David Taylor shirts on Twitter. It's turning out to be another dead end. John Hastings said, check out Kmart.com. So apparently David Taylor, the company that makes these t-shirts, is still in business, but they no longer manufacture t-shirts. They make like regular, like polo shirts and stuff like that. So I'm trying. I'm still looking. I'm still looking for David Taylor t-shirts. If only I had a producer that could contact the company.
I know.
Who and would find that? Out what I could do to get David Taylor t-shirts. Cliff's in Hampton. Cliff, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
How's it going, man?
What's up, buddy?
Just want to tell you, I don't know how many credit cards I've got. I don't keep up with it. I learned to use credit cards about 10 years ago. I always kind of was a cash guy. I had a few credit cards. Used a few of them at Christmas one time. Paid, you know, $100, $200 a month on them and realized they were eating me alive, so I went ahead and paid them off. Then I started using them in my business, and since then, I'd say in the last 10 years, I've probably made $10,000, $20,000 off the credit cards, not to mention financed a half million to $1 million worth of stuff, 0%.
How did you do that? How did you manage that?
It's easy, man. It's so easy. First of all, you get a decent credit card. You use it for everything you got. Use it for anything. Some people can pay their rent. Fortunately, I got three mortgages. I can't pay any
Understood.
Credit card.
Understood.
But you pay it off every month.
Yeah.
You pay it off every month. Before you know it, you'll start getting offers that are great. Just use your credit card for everything, but don't use it stupidly.
Look, what kind of offers are you getting?
I get 0% all the time. Now with the new banking laws, they're charging like a 3% upfront fee, which if, you know, you finance 20 grand, you pay 3% upfront. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. You got 12 months to pay it off.
But I basically pay everything with a credit card. How can I make money off of that?
The points, man. The points.
Okay.
All right. I mean, the different cards, I just switched from a Chase card, which I was getting 3% on gas, 2% on this, 1% on everything else.
Cash back. All right.
I went into Sam's the other day. They hand me stuff all the time. The only reason I read it is I was stuck in line. If you get a credit card that day, they gave you $40 off a $100 purchase.
Okay.
I get offers like that all the time. They'll give me $200 for getting a
card. Are you using cash back cards? Is that where you're getting the money?
Yeah, cash back.
Maybe I need to do that. Because, I mean, okay. I'm like you. I spend everything I buy is on a credit card. And I use the points, but I should be doing that. I think the cash back thing. News, weather, and traffic with Dr. Aylwine next. This is the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate
WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, folks, this is Mark Maron from WTF. You're listening to The Mark Arum Show. Enjoy.
He packed in the animals 2x2. Ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the ship and ham. Tell me about that master plan. Oh, my
till 12 every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. All right, so Brett, I thought Brett had tracked down the David Taylor t-shirts on eBay, but the listing is no longer available. So here's the deal. David Taylor t-shirts, not V-neck, crew neck, which is like a normal neck.
Right.
You wear V-necks, Chuck, right?
Yeah, with certain shirts, yeah.
Yeah, I can't pull off the V-neck.
Yeah, I don't like V-neck.
Yeah, I just, you know, when you're like me in Longoria, mm-hmm. We don't have the Adam's apple you do.
Yeah.
Like the V-neck
accentuates
the Adam's apple. So I use the crew neck, which is called. So I want David Taylor, extra large, extra tall. I'll even take large, but it's got to be extra tall. They got to be long enough so I can tuck them in. If you can track him down, I will pay through the nose for him. I promise you. Speaking of your Adam's apple, does Hot Neighbor like pay special attention to the Adam's apple?
Sure.
She does?
Sure.
No?
No.
I don't know.
What are you gonna rub it for me?
I don't know. Like, if you guys are,
you think we're into
necking or something, and she's just like, "Ooh, the Adam's apple."
No, you get hickey on your Adam's apple?
No. Is that an erogenous zone for you?
No.
No?
No.
No.
You got it much farther south.
Much farther south. I like the ears.
I don't mind a good ear.
Yeah.
You like earlobe, Chuck's ears?
Little,
yeah.
Yeah, he likes pulling on my ears.
Yeah. I remember one time in college, this is way off the reservation.
Fine.
Met this girl at a bar, and we're like in the parking lot going to, you know, whatever. And we start making out. And she was biting my bottom lip like it was a T-bone steak.
Yeah.
Like, painfully.
Yeah. And they pull on it.
And yeah, and I'm like, what the hell is, like, it hurt. Like, I thought I was going to be bleeding.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I'm like, you're taking a chunk of my face off. What do you mean, what? So I don't know if Hot Neighbor did that with
the Adam's apple. So you never
saw her? No, she's a nibble on my Adam's apple or pull on it or no.
Yeah, no, I never saw that chick again. I literally thought I was bleeding. I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I was like going like putting my hand to my lip like looking for blood.
Uh-huh.
No, I wasn't bleeding, but it was painful. And it, like, there was no warning.
Just like, out of the blue.
First time I kissed this girl.
She was a biter.
Bitter on the...
First time I kissed this girl, boom. Like,
boom.
Like my
weird thing she was doing before she met you to think that was normal.
I don't know. That's why I didn't want to find out.
No.
Like, it was like a like a slice of prime rib.
Bite other things.
At Houston's. She chomped down on that thing. She just needed a little horseradish sauce and it was over. All right. Before we talk to Jared about Jared from Subway, because I'm really hesitant about talking about this. What else did you find about the American Express Black Card?
So even with all those stipulations that I told you, you have to get an invite. So just because you make over $250,000 in purchases a year,
that doesn't necessarily mean.
Now, and it's not a credit card. It's just like the, you know, I mean, you've got to pay it off every month.
Sure.
Just like it is. But you do get access to a personal services shopper.
Okay.
So they give you a number, and you're issued two people who are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
No kidding.
So no matter what you are or where you're at, if you call them and tell them, hey, I'm going to be in such and such a place, I need you to take care of whatever, they'll do it.
Wow.
Charge it to your account. So if you need to get a hotel, if you call, say that you got to come to Atlanta and all the hotels are full.
Yeah.
If you call them and
they'll
say, hey,
you.
They'll find you a hotel.
That's pretty
But
sweet.
Any type of good or service, you want a meal delivered to your room or other ladies of the evening or something, whatever.
What?
I'm just saying, as long as you can charge it on the card,
yeah.
they'll take care of it. Yep.
So I've got the American Express Platinum card,
mm-hmm.
and Clark Howard hates that I have that card because I don't know why. He yells at me every time he sees it.
He not like American Express or just the Platinum
card? The Platinum card. Because apparently there's an annual fee with it that I don't even notice. I honestly don't even know that there's an annual fee. But the cool thing about it is it used to be you'd get companion airline tickets for free.
Yeah.
So like if I flew to L.A., I'd buy a ticket for my wife. I bought one for me and my wife to fly free. They've changed it now. Now it's only international.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, if I want to go to England, it's basically buy one, get one free plane
That's
ticket.
That's pretty cool.
Which is very cool. Absolutely. Yeah. And they also have the concierge thing. I don't know about 24 hours a day, and I don't know about ladies in the night coming to my house. But like I'm going on a cruise, an Alaskan cruise. So I call them up, and I'm like, hey, I need flights and hotels. Flying into Seattle, and they're like, psh, we got you, Mr. Aram. Bam. Yeah,
and they take care of it.
Yeah. So I have that. But, I mean, I don't spend $250,000 a year on that.
The other thing that they said was, and this was apparently very secretive with this card, is you don't know what all the other benefits are until you have been accepted for the card. And apparently there's a bunch of other stuff with it, but nobody really knows what that is.
Do we know how many people have them?
Nah, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I know Tiger Woods has one.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple very, very high-end.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly thought it was you had to spend more than that, though. I thought it was $250,000 a month.
How this? Let me double check.
That's a lot.
I mean, of course.
What I found here, it's on Credit Card Insider.
Okay.
And it says $250,000 per year.
Yeah, hopefully I'll never come close to that. Spend $250,000 a year on a credit card. Interesting.
I can help you with that.
No, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, if you need help.
Wait, if Sanjay wins the World Series of Poker, I might apply for the black. Oh, you got to get invited, though.
You got to get invited.
Now, I wonder if I'm in the system and I start blowing crap out on my Amex card, will they be like, oh, let's give this guy a... No.
I mean, it's possible. I don't know. Like I said,
I think you have to spend $250,000.
I was just so impressed waiting outside that club, and the guy just flashed the American Express Black Card, and they were like, he cut like 300 people in line. The guy's like, yep, come on right in.
Because that guy's probably going to spend $10,000-$20,000 you know, I mean, if buying bottles of whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, 404-87, thank you, Chuck. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Alan in Atlanta. Alan, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hi there.
Hey, Alan.
I got a solution for your T-shirt problem.
Okay.
There's a company called Danskin, and they make a 100% cotton T-shirt. You can only buy it at dance stores, which is kind of weird walking in there buying them, but they will hang down almost about mid-calf.
I don't want them. I don't want them that long.
So they have them shorter, but it's for these little girls that do all this dancing. They need the long T-shirts and everything.
Here's the deal. It's not just the length. It's the material they're made with.
That's the same. I only wear T-shirts. Trust me. I only wear 100% cotton.
These aren't 100% cotton. They're thin. Because I don't like a thick T-shirt. Like, I like to wear a T-shirt under a dress shirt, and you don't know I'm wearing a T-shirt. Like, I want it to be thin, breathable, soft. And these were the absolute most perfect T-shirts for me ever. And I went into Sears one day. I mean, I used to buy, like, 12 of them at a time. And once they started to get, you know, I never thought that I could never not buy them. So when they get a little ratty, I'd chuck them. And then they stopped making them, and I couldn't find them anywhere. So I literally... I'll tweet a picture out tomorrow of what they look like now.
They might have the thin ones, too, but I prefer the heavier, thicker ones because they make a great work T-shirt.
Yeah, I don't do any work, so I don't need the...
We're on radio, Alan. We don't do much.
Yeah, we don't even sweat.
As for credit cards, I only have one, but I've had it for like 30 years, and it's a business credit card, and I have zero debt or credit. Mm-hmm. I found out years ago that once you get in debt, it's 10 times harder to get out of debt than it is to get into debt. It's easy to throw that thing out there. But I have a $70,000 credit limit on it. And
$70,000?
Yeah. But I would say I run a business. So I'd spend, you know, $10,000-$15,000 a month easy buying supplies and stuff for my business.
Interesting.
So, but it's a Visa platform.
All right. That's a huge amount of credit available to you. Now, I wonder if I got the American Express Black Card, Chuck. If I could call up and be like, I need David Taylor T-shirts, extra large, extra long.
You should try that.
That's
yeah.
what you should do. If you were able to do that with that kind of money and you had that much, you know, in power mm-hmm. to be able to call them up and just make them find weird things for you.
That would be
anything you wanted from your like when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to buy an aardvark.
Yeah. See if you can find one for me.
Find me an aardvark. That might be. I mean, maybe I can petition the station to get me a black card just for. Show
just
bits.
For a month, just for one, yeah.
Yeah, just so we can use them on the show and call them up with random stuff.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
That would be. All right, I'll look
they
into that.
They get so tired of us.
David's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
What's going on, sir?
So you guys were talking about the American Express Black Card, and I'm sitting here, I'm driving home from school in Midtown, and I'm laughing the whole time because back in 2008, fresh out of undergraduate, you know, one of my first jobs I was working, the front desk at a hotel. And we used to have this guy that would come in with his American Express Black Card, and I don't really know a whole lot about all the crazy benefits that come along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that the sense of entitlement that comes along with that card is unreal.
Really? Tell me about it. Like, what was the guy's attitude?
Okay, so, for instance, you know, a lot of people don't realize they're actually made out of metal. They're not a regular plastic card. And this guy that used to come in all the time, he had some kind of like graphic design company because, you know, at the front desk, you get bored. You look up all kinds of great things about people on the internet. But, you know, I don't know who had like peed in his cornflakes that day, but he came in and my buddy is standing right next to me because, you know, it was a 4-star like full service hotel,
sure.
One of the major chains. And the guy threw it at my buddy's face.
Threw the card.
Cut his forehead.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, it's just ever since then, every time somebody talks about the American Express Black Card, it's, you know, there's a culture, of course, that surrounds it.
Sure.
And it was just, it's always cracked me up because that's, you know, the instant that somebody talks about it. And so the funny thing was, though, later on, this was like maybe 2008, when the economic downturn really started to get pretty bad, he came in later and no longer had that card.
Oh, was he still? Did he still have the entitlement attitude?
He was a lot nicer. He was a lot nicer.
He wasn't throwing them at your face.
So let me ask you a question, Dave. So you're working the front desk at a 4-star hotel.
Right.
Did management ever say to you, hey, if someone comes into the black card, you know, you got to treat them with the utmost respect? Was there any conversation like that with management?
You know, what's funny, Mark, is like, you know, so that's like the mystery that surrounds this card, right? And I guess the other elite spending clubs that are out there, you know, it's I don't even really remember if it's something that management said. Like, I won't name the chain or anything like that, but it was one of the premier chains, mm-hmm. and it was a nice hotel. And I think it was just kind of understood because we did have a preferred guest program that would like recognize those kinds of things. And it definitely catered to some tourists, but really catered to the upper level, like business travelers. So we would see the same people over and over again. And I really don't know if it's something that just kind of like, you know, it's magic is only preceded by its mystery kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? Like it just was like, and you just knew when he handed you the card because it's heavy. I mean, it's like a heavy little thing.
Yeah.
And
I only saw it once in my life, and it was briefly when that guy flashed it to get into the club.
Yeah, I mean, but all I'm saying is, you know, it's just really funny to me, you know, that it's just like, it gave this guy the sense that, like, he could just kind of slap it down or throw it around, toss it at people. Like, so obviously, you really do kind of, I guess, have to be some kind of big shot to be in that club, but you got to watch out for those kind of people, too, because it costs my
The black card will change
blood.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts. Well, Dave, I appreciate the insight there. That's eye-opening. Di on Twitter said, Chuck, she never had a clue what most of the benefits were when she had the Amex Black Card, but there were no offers of hookers. So she...
I didn't say there were offers of hookers.
You
said what I
you
said was you could call them up and be like, look, I need some company tonight. You know, do whatever it is you do.
I don't know if Amex
would do
that.
I'm sure they will.
Huh? Really?
Especially if you're in Vegas.
I don't know, man. It's a lot
Sanjay
of
could lose
they,
tonight and call up and no, say, hey.
Don't give me any ideas.
It's got to be reputable if they're taking cards. It's not cash. It's not weird.
All right, I got a WSB prize pack. If anyone out there has an Amex Black Card, I want to talk to you. Not that you'll need my tickets, but they're
right.
Very good tickets I'm giving away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to talk to someone that has currently had a Black Card or at one time had a Black Card. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Black Card, not a black car. The Amex Black Card. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're not going to get to Jared from Subway, which might be a good thing. It might be a good thing. Hang tight, more to come. On Twitter, by the way, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Just got the greatest tweet ever, Chuck. This is fantastic. Talking about the American Express Black Card, right? So Neil on Twitter tweets at me, I'm a store manager at Little Caesars, and I have a customer that gets hot and ready's with their black card.
That's amazing.
You think they call American Express and be like, yeah, I like some hot and ready's. Can you get them ready for me before I get there?
I would imagine if you have it.
And some girls.
Just from what we're hearing from the limited experience from the callers and on Twitter, that you have, you know, people that have it, you know, like people to know that they have it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So, you know, this guy's going to buy a pack of gum.
Oh, yeah. If I had one, I'd use it for little things like that.
Everything.
Everything.
Hot and ready pizza. I would only pay cash for a hot and ready pizza.
Really?
Because I don't want a record that, you know, that I actually ate a hot and ready pizza from Little Caesars.
I think if you're flipping around a black card, you don't give a crap what.
Oh, yeah.
No. Not a hot and ready. Like, that's an embarrassing purchase.
That's not.
There's certain things you only pay with for in cash. You know, whatever embarrassing items.
Hot dog pizza from Pizza Hut.
Well, that was show research. That was fine.
Right.
But there's embarrassing items that, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, right. Well, yeah.
There's certain things that you don't want your name attached to purchase.
Right,
let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just leave
it
there. That there's certain things you don't want your name attached to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a hot and ready pizza. I would not charge a hot and ready pizza.
No.
That way, you know, God forbid anything ever happens to me. Like the forensic team comes in and they look through my financials. And they're like, well, he bought a hot and ready pizza on his credit card. And they go, oh, all right, that's, you know, it's, I don't
and,
know.
And two brownie cakes from Domino's and no pizza.
They did, no. The Papa John's.
Yeah. The brownie, yeah,
the
cookies.
Yeah. I did pay with my credit card for the two cookies. All right, so no one has a black card.
No, that listens
to Mark. None of our listeners
do. I don't know why you thought there would be.
Well, there's a guy that buys hot and ready pizzas. And
that's
a
true.
Guy that buys hot and readies right. Might be listening
might
to the Mark Arum
show.
All right, time for star of the show.
are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Thought it was going to be Brett on Twitter for finding me my t-shirts, but that turned out to be a dead end. Chuck did actual show research today. Actual show research. Charlie, Low T, Chuck, Thomas.
I need to rejuvenate my...
He's got the battery recharged. Chuck is the star of the show. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. Go to sleep, little baby.
Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.